Christopher Curtis.
Come on, chappers, I'm rooting for you.
Are you allowed to? As a
what's
quiz master?
Well, you're so rubbish, I don't think it really matters.
I won yesterday.
Okay. Once in a blue moon. Okay, let's do What's Occurring. Play along at home on 81199. Here's your first situation for today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Valentine's Day?
Yes.
It's this weekend.
Yeah.
This Saturday. Is that the first time you knew about that? Or?
No.
Right. Oh, you've got something planned, I bet.
Right, yeah. So it's this Saturday.
Yeah, so it's this Saturday.
So yeah, we've got a big match on Saturday. Playing top of the table.
How romantic do you think blokes are, generally?
Very.
Very, yeah, very. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Becky, what do you think? Are you expecting anything from your boy on Valentine's Day?
No, he's romantic all of the time.
Is he?
Mm.
But what, something particularly special?
Yeah, he will do something on Saturday, yeah.
He will? Mm-hmm. Wow, he sounds like one of a kind.
What do I say?
Are you forcing him to do something special?
No.
Are you putting pressure on him to do something special?
No, really not. He wanted to, because I'm so amazing.
So you're confident you're going to get something?
Well, not a present, but we'll do something nice.
Okay, all right, enough of that. I know people are watching their money at the moment, but obviously, you know, you can still be romantic. Earlier today, we went onto the streets of Great Britain. What's that street called that we go on sometimes?
Silly Street? Stupid Street.
Yeah,
they're next to each other, I always get them confused.
You just turn left and you're on Silly Street, turn left and then you get onto Stupid.
Yeah.
So we went on Stupid Street and asked 7 people on the streets of Great Britain, just blokes, what will you get your partner for Valentine's Day? How romantic are these people? What was the most popular answer?
Sexy underwear.
Why do you say that so confidently?
Because that's what all men think.
Is that what you're getting?
Do they?
No.
Is that what all women want?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Would you like some?
No, not that type anyway.
Oh, your boyfriend's going to be listening now going, oh, well, I'm going to have to give them to someone else.
I'm going to say the 2 tickets to Wales against England in the Six Nations.
What?
That's a big event on Saturday.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went to the streets of Great Britain and asked blokes, what will you get your partner for Valentine's Day?
Lingerie, really. Something really nice and sexy, because I like that.
We're going for nice, classic, sexy.
Lacy? Are we thinking?
Something lacy, silky, you know, that type of stuff.
Tight.
Tight, yes. I like tight.
Perfectly about boats because it's half price. Flowers, I suppose.
And again, with feeling.
Chocolates, probably.
Yeah, what kind of chocolates?
Whatever I fancy. What's them ones with the cold wrappers? Don't know what they're called. But should get them, probably.
Probably a deep fat fryer.
Underwear? Naughty underwear.
Probably perfume. Every woman loves perfume.
What kind of perfume are you thinking of?
I don't know. I'll have to go over off my mama's. Give me the inside knowledge.
Dinner. It could be a dinner.
Yeah.
A dinner. And all the time. I don't know how to say, but that wine and then some. I don't know how to say. Hex.
What was that?
That wine and then some. I don't know how to say. Hex.
So he's gonna get his girlfriend some hex.
Right.
What's hex?
That wine and then some. I don't know how to say. Hex.
What a lucky lady.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny, but please don't ask your mum for perfume. Why would you want your girlfriend to smell like your mum?
I know, that's a bit strange,
like
isn't it, really?
I'm not being funny, but that's a bit odd.
There's different perfumes for mums and girlfriends,
yeah,
aren't there?
Well, definitely. Yeah, most definitely.
I like that one.
Probably perfume. Every woman loves perfume.
What kind of perfume are you thinking of?
I don't know, I'll have to go over and ask my mum. Give me the inside knowledge.
No, really don't do that. Sexy.
What about a deep fat fryer?
I wouldn't have thought that would have come up.
Would you like a deep fat fryer?
You kind of would.
There are a lot of girls on the text who like my idea of rugby tickets. I'd just like to point out.
Hey, what?
A lot of girls on the text who like my idea of rugby tickets.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sexy underwear was the most popular answer. Becky,
yes.
You win.
Oh. What's the kidding?
Tight. You know how it's rude to ask or mention a lady's age?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're 40. Lorraine Kelly doesn't think so. Right, it's Jennifer Aniston's 40th birthday today. So, flipping Lorraine does her whole show, LK Today, about being 40, the big 4-0. Just to make Jennifer Aniston feel even better than she did already about turning 40. Thanks.
Gee, thanks, Lorraine.
Because she watches LK Today, doesn't she?
Yeah, she loves it. Here's my question. How many times does Lorraine Kelly mention Jennifer Aniston's new age on today's show? How many times has she mentioned 40? Becky?
22.
Okay, Chappers?
21.
Oh, snake. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Jennifer Aniston's favourite person, Lorraine Kelly.
Welcome to our fabulous At 40 show. Turning 40, celebrated the big 4-0, the 40th birthday. How to meet a man when you're over 40. A fantastic At 40 makeover. Going to be celebrating her own 40th very soon. Life begins very soon at 40. 40th birthday. Turn 40, 40 plus. Getting her ready for a 40th birthday. Over 40s, is there any specific advice for over 40s? Hair advice for when you hit 40. The Hollywood stars who are celebrating their 40th birthday this year. To transform Joe, who's soon to be 40. Someone else getting ready for the big 4-0 today is Jennifer Aniston, of course. We're celebrating Miss Jennifer Aniston and everybody that's celebrating being 40. As you know, we're celebrating Jennifer Aniston's 40th birthday. I've just said that. When you hit 40, who are in their 40s?
Yep.
Isn't it? She's in her 40s. Of course, she is turning 40. 40. Now then, we're still talking about turning 40.
Yeah.
I just turned 40 on the 29th of January. But what if you can't meet that man at 40 or 40 plus? Turned 40 last November. To get yourself a chap at 40, 43, and has written a book, How to Meet a Man After 40. Age of 43, fabulous at 40, soon to be 40, Joe Byrne. Fantastic at 40, fab at 40. Have a good 40th birthday when it comes.
Tell you what, I bet Jennifer Aniston's feeling brilliant now.
How old is she again?
40.
Is she?
The big 4-0. We're still talking about being 40. Thanks, Lorraine. The answer was 40.
Fun, now come on.
Unbelievable. Do you think
come on.
Lorraine did that on purpose? I knew she was professional, but however, man, that's 40? Impressive. 40, exactly.
That's very good planning on GMTV, that.
Very good.
Were you on that show this morning?
No. Becky gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
One more. You know James King?
Yes.
He watches films and stuff and goes on Edith's show, yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes we give him a quiz now and again, don't we?
Yeah, a very good quiz, which he always seems to enjoy.
Here's how this one works today. Hello, James King.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking part in our next distraction game.
Yeah, now, I've done a couple of these before. The first one was with a beautiful lady, who I've forgotten the name of, who was an exotic dancer.
Yeah. And then, we asked you questions about films while she was dancing for you.
The second one, it was more questions about films, but you were just throwing things like chapsticks and inflatables and things at me. It wasn't quite so glamorous, I'll be honest.
This one's even worse.
Brilliant.
Today, how many questions can James King answer correctly whilst doing press-ups? now, you've got to keep doing them without stopping until you collapse.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So, that's how it works. You think he's quite fit, James King?
Yeah.
Ah, you think James King's fit.
He is fit.
Here's my question. God, I'm stupid today. Here's my question. How many general knowledge questions, not about films...
Oh, no.
...could James King get right while doing press-ups before he collapsed in a heap?
He takes care. I'm going to say 5.
Travis says 5.
Mm-hmm.
Becky says...
I think he could keep going for ages, so 8.
8. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's James King doing some press-ups. Hello, James King. That's the other one. Here's James King doing some press-ups. Now, are you fit, James?
I went to the gym this morning, so that sounds good, but I'm actually knackered now.
So you do work out.
Okay, here we go. Right.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Go!
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Why was Donald Duck banned in Finland?
Is it because he doesn't wear any trousers?
Any pants you can have that.
Yeah, thanks.
How many are you up to?
10.
Okay. 11. Which book is most stolen from public libraries?
Harry Potter 1.
No. Guinness Book of Records.
It's 15. 60.
Which are the only animals that can't jump?
Cows.
Elephant.
24.
I can normally only do about 30, so I'm 6 away.
Okay. How many penguins could a polar bear eat in one sitting?
4.
86. Name a state of the USA beginning with a B.
There aren't any.
Correct. Which country produces Rioja wines?
Spain.
37.
Keep going. What letter appears to the right of Y on a keyboard? Keep going.
T.
U.
I've got to stop now. I'm dying. Man, I'm so sweaty.
Beautiful.
How many was that then?
It was 3.
3, yay!
2-1 to Becky today on Oh, What's a Curry. Some very strange noises he was making there. I thought he'd be fitter than that, you know. Listen to him huffing and puffing away.
He did get up to nearly 50, didn't he?
Anyway,
maybe for a future one, he should reverse the roles and he should ask you film questions whilst you do press ups.